It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
What went on yesterday? A couple things. I'll quickly brag about my son, who has achieved gold honor roll, is what it's looking like.
Reed.
I know, he's doing really good. His grades are just phenomenal constantly. He made gold right before, or this last time, and now he's hitting it again. And he was doing, like, extra credit and everything to get one class up to an A. And I was like, buddy, like, that's setting you up for success in life. To,
yeah.
like, go to your teacher and be like, what else can I do extra to get this A? And he did, and the teacher gave him, you know, a few ideas, and he sat down at night and, you know, worked his little butt off until like 10 o'clock with a document about ancient Egypt.
Wow.
Turned it in, and the teacher bumped him right up. It's like 90.1. And
let's
he
go,
got
man.
The A, and so he's like, he's walking around like, ooh, there's a little chest puffed out last night. He was pretty
smarty
proud.
Pants.
That's being proactive, and if you're doing that in life at that early of an
age,
man. It's awesome,
I'm
man.
Like, this is really good for you. I also think he wanted to do it because he then sat on Fortnite for about 4 hours last night.
Here's my reward.
Well, what are you going to tell him? You don't
you
have straight A's.
No. Yeah, right?
He's
exactly.
like, can I, you know, get on Fortnite? I was like,
yeah,
I mean. Of course you can. And then later on, came. He's like, I need, is it V-Bucks? He's
yeah,
like,
oh,
I
yeah,
need
yeah.
some V-Bucks for all these, you know, accessories. And he's like, and it's $4.95 and... I just want to remind you that I got straight A's.
Yeah, right? You're like,
that
yeah.
kid is smart, man.
He's like, so I already smart. Know your password to PayPal and everything. I can just do it right here.
It's so easy. You don't have to do anything.
I was
it's
like,
it all worked out.
Okay.
He's smart.
He yeah. got you, man. That's hilarious.
Got that
go read.
Knick-knack, huh?
He was so played us. Oh, what about what? Coming in hot already at 6:12? So, yeah, so I'll brag about him real quick. And then the other thing I'll quickly give you, and then we'll talk about your tire fiasco, Katie. It's one of those moments where you know you're getting old because you get excited about stupid old people stuff. Like, you know, getting a new couch. You're like,
yeah.
Or I remember getting ridiculously excited when we got new carpet in the house.
Oh, yeah. New fridge, appliance.
Oh, yeah. New washer. Oh, my God.
So exciting.
I don't want to brag, but I got a pretty darn Mac Daddy paper shredder yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Look at Katie's eyes light up. Josh, you'll get here one day,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
You know
paper
what?
Paper shredder will get
shredding
you excited.
Shredding paper is fun. Shredding paper is fun.
You can do like 15 at a time, right. and it's got the micro cut. And
can
it's
it
got
shred
a,
the cards, too?
It got the cards and
okay.
the CDs. It's
Dude,
got
that's
a,
cool.
a cooling fan, so it's got like a 45-minute runtime.
Yes.
I was shredding the you know what, out of everything.
What documents are you trying to hide, Jeff?
Exactly.
What are you trying to hide?
Many?
Is this Wolf of Wall Street over here?
What's
going on?
I was shredding everything, buddy.
My marriage license.
I was finding things to shred. I was pulling blank printer paper out of the printer.
Oh,
near,
God.
Yeah. And then you get your hands in that bucket and you kind of like, you know, you
oh, the shredded
feel all
paper.
The shred.
You feel so rich.
Oh.
I don't know why. But
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, these financial documents. I even took a handful and went over the hamster cage and threw it in, made it rain in a hamster cage.
There you go.
And the hamster was like, oh. His little paws were up in here.
Did his little strip.
It was pretty awesome getting a new new paper shredder, you guys.
That's awesome.
Really cool. So that was my exciting day yesterday.
Yeah, that'll get you all fired up, though.
That is
nothing
such an
like
adult
a good
thing.
Appliance.
I'm told you, buddy. It's Man. Like opening that up and you can smell the fresh plastic and everything. And I'm like, it's go time.
No, yeah. I like it. I like it. That's a good purchase yeah. right there.
Yeah. Speaking of adulting, flat tire yesterday for Katie Cat.
I did. And here's the thing. I was a real adult because I even made an appointment at a tire shop to get it fixed yesterday, right? And first of all, my tire was flat and just getting it aired up was a process because it's like flat in the driveway. I can't find anyone to help me. I can't change the spare because I like physically am not strong enough to do it.
That's sad.
It's really sad. Trying to explain lifting. That to people like multiple times yesterday, I felt like a big loser. I'm like, no, my little
you.
Arms can't.
I heard you explaining it to somebody here. I did. I heard her like,
yeah,
hey, he's training to get off. And then Jim Barry, one of our bosses here. He's like, well, what you got to do is you just got to jump and get on that thing and just stand on that
I
wrench.
Like, I did, Jim Barry.
I did stand on it. I did.
Move.
And he's like, you are so weak.
Yeah, I know he did. But anyway, so did you know that there's such thing as a portable air compressor?
Yep. Yes.
You should always have that.
Mind.
Keep it in your trunk.
And now I'm about to. Yeah. I didn't know they existed. I always thought air compressors were like at the gas station or on some big, you know, thing you pull out in some guy's garage. Like, that's what I thought an air compressor was. So to find this little thing, first of all, I'm like, the person I'm house sitting for said, I have an air compressor in my garage. Yeah. Like, you can go get it. So me looking for this air compressor, I don't know why I thought it looked like an air pump, like you pump up a basketball. So that's
like
what I'm looking
that you
for.
Stand on and
I'm on the phone to my kiddo, right? And I'm like, I can't even find this thing. And she's like, well, it looks like a drill. And immediately it's right there in front of my face. I'm like, how do you know that? She's like, and it has a long hose on it. And mm-hmm. I was like, what? How do you know this? But yeah, it's just like this little portable thing that... I'm like, oh, this is great.
So you hooked it up and did
it. I did it. It filled up my tire. I got it to the tire shop for my appointment at 3:30. And at 7:30 last night, I finally got to leave that place. Why do you have to make an appointment?
Whoa.
If you still have to wait that long.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. It was, but they were so backed up.
You sat at the tire place for 4 hours?
Well, I went on a walk, and then I went and got a smoothie bowl.
Raised another child.
And then I went and got some tacos. Like, no. I tried to fill that 4 hours with every... I went on a 3-mile walk.
Jeez.
Just around Greenwood Village, just randomly.
That's
by
not
the
right.
Screen.
I would complain about that.
I was, well, then the guy was so nice, and he was just like, yeah, I used to work at a record store, so he's trying to like talk to me the whole time, and
he's
so I felt
you.
Bad.
It's just a sales
just
guy.
It's
a
man.
Sales guy, Katie.
I felt so bad. So anyway, at the end of the day, this tire that I thought I was going to have to then change all my tires, I thought this was a spendy little thing here, they just had to patch it. Didn't cost me a thing.
That's good.
Because
I was wondering
good.
About that. Because you were telling me yesterday, news. She's like, I went to the gas station and put air in, and it was like, psst.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not what you want to hear. You don't want to hear the
psst. I was like, so then I just drove, because that's what you do, right?
On my rims.
Yeah, so it was such a journey, as you were saying. It was such a predicament.
A tire
and it got
journey.
Me thinking, like, it was just such a frustrating process.
You are fired
process.
Up right now, I can tell.
But I have a tire, and it's fine. And my tire pressure light came off, so that's the check pressure light is off. In my car.
Success.
We're adulting again.
And you know what a tire compressor is.
I do,
now.
And they're only $75. Ah!
Buy one!
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.